Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting an update on the 33 project, which would tunnel a portion of the Kensington Expressway. Eastside Parkways Coalition has filed another application to stop the state from awarding contracts and beginning construction. Joining us live this morning, attorney Alan Bozer, who's been working on this project. Alan, where do things stand right now?
Well, good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me on. Things stand right now that an application is in front of the New York State Supreme Court looking to stop the DOT from issuing contracts or starting construction while we present our arguments, our full arguments, in a hearing that is scheduled for October 25. So we don't want it going forward in the meantime because we have strong arguments to make on that date.
When looking at this project as it stands right now, the plans by the state, when is or was construction supposed to begin? What's the current timeline?
It's been a moving target, Brian. Originally, it was announced it would start this fall. It has not started this fall, as everyone knows. Now we're being told that the principal construction will start in May of next year, 2025. But there is one small portion that they intend to start, that is the DOT will start digging in the Kensington Expressway under the Best Street Bridge and constructing the ramps to the Best Street Bridge. Sometime soon. They're going to let out contracts. We don't know because we don't get all that information. But as soon as they start disturbing the status quo, as we say in legal circles, that's when we have to start asking the judge to put a halt to things and wait, and let's do this right.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the latest application to challenge this, but are there other lawsuits?
There are five lawsuits going on right now. There is a groundswell of community opposition. Once people understood that there was going to be 4.5 years of heavy construction, blasting, noxious fumes, et cetera, they got together. There's a lawsuit in federal court. That is to stop the federal participation in this absurd idea of spending $1 billion to put a tunnel in a fraction of the expressway. There's another lawsuit, a second lawsuit in state Supreme Court, which is looking for vindication under the Green Amendment, which says we're all guaranteed clean air and a healthful environment. And then there are three Article 78 proceedings in New York State Supreme Court. An Article 78 proceeding is where a citizen stands up and tries to challenge government objections. So total five lawsuits.
Five lawsuits, and there have been a lot of issues raised with this project. Everything from the impact that construction will have on homes right by, you know, with any blasting that takes place and how that would impact the homes, to air pollution on the sides of the tunnels where the cars, you know, enter and exit. Of all these and much more, of all of these, are every single one of those complaints mentioned in one of these filings, or are there one or two that you've zeroed in on and said this is what a court would hear and maybe hear us out on?
That's a very good question. There are a lot of complaints about what's happening. Perhaps the most important and egregious is that this expressway goes through a very densely populated area of Buffalo, New York. The law, as I said, guarantees clean air. There's also something called the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Action in New York State, which aims to lower greenhouse gases. A lot of people don't know, but that community immediately surrounding the expressway through the east side has among the highest percentage of cardiovascular disease and respiratory disease and the lowest life expectancy in New York State, 98th and 99th percentile. So we have zeroed in on the medical issues that were created by forcing a superhighway through a city like Buffalo. It's very important. These people have rights. Yesterday at our press conference, we had a couple people stand up and talk about asthma, cancer issues that are plaguing the area. Nobody wants an expressway through their backyard. It's creating havoc in a disadvantaged community. There's a lot of illness, and something really needs to be done about that.
Alan, we're speaking with attorney Alan Bozer, by the way, on WBEN. In your opinion, Alan, is just one of these lawsuits enough to derail this project?
Well, Susan, we come at it from two directions. The Article 78 proceedings tells the DOT, Department of Transportation, to go back to the drawing board and study these issues more carefully because of the illness that I mentioned. So that would put a halt to the construction. Another of the lawsuits that is pending seeks to take the expressway out completely because of the constitutional right under New York's Bill of Rights to clean air and to a healthful environment. You just can't have the state supporting something in your backyard which is causing people to suffer and damaging them and creating illnesses. So, yes, there's a lawsuit to stop the project. There's also a lawsuit to get rid of the Kensington Expressway altogether.
Politicians in favor of this project over the course of the past year have said that this is just a vocal minority speaking out against this project, and most people would be in favor. What do you think of that notion?
I think it's nonsense. If you drive around Buffalo, you will see our green signs all over the place. We want Humboldt Parkway back. It was taken away from us over community opposition 60 years ago. There is a groundswell. We have over 60 people who have signed up just for this lawsuit. Anybody who hears the facts and who hears what the possibilities are and the damage that's been done has been signing up for us. You mentioned public officials being supportive of this. Yes, we need construction jobs in Buffalo. We think we'll get just as many construction jobs by filling in the expressway. It'll cost a lot less, but we'll get plenty of construction jobs, and we'll get it done properly.
You mentioned it would cost less to fill it in. What is the cost versus this $1 billion to cover it and tunnel it?
The estimates that I have seen and heard is about one-third the cost to simply bring the bulldozers, fill it in properly, it's got to be done properly, get the construction workers out there. So we're talking about $300 to $400 million to fill it in versus $1 billion to cover a very small portion of the expressway.
Well, it was great talking with you, Alan, this morning, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon with more on this as it goes forward. Alan Bozer is an attorney on the 33 Project lawsuit filed yesterday.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.